Yes, one of the great anthems. That is the anthem, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely one of the best. It sounds so exciting and you know, it stirs all these feelings inside of you. And then you realise it's about sort of raping and pillaging and doing all of these terrible things back in the revolution. But it is an inspiring anthem, that's for sure.
It certainly is. Now, speaking of inspiring... We were just reminiscing on a classic French-related ad from the 1990s. Do you remember this one?
Your plat petit miam. Your plat petit miam is high in protein. Is high in protein. Is high in calcium. Is high in calcium. In a top for children. In a top for children. Very good, Jérôme. Very good, Jérôme. No, that's enough. No, that's enough. C'est fini.
Yo play petit miam. It's French for yam.
Yo play petit. Oh.
It's great, isn't it? And you could actually, you were there, you were just reciting it word for word.
I think it's one of those things. I was in my early teens at that stage, yeah. And it was one of those ads that really gets in your brain. So, yo play, well done, sir. Well done, yo play.
Well, you wouldn't believe it. The young girl on that ad, her name is Jess Falico, and she's on the line. Jess, you know, you can never run away from your past, can you?
That's what I've been told.
How long ago was that? What year was it?
Oh, what year? It was in the 90s.
Yeah.
I'm 32 this year and I was 9, so like 23 years ago.
Have you been able to shake it, Jess, or do people still refer to you as the girl from the Yoplait ads?
I don't get recognised anymore, but as soon as people spell it out to others, they get... the joy that comes on people's faces when they discover it.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because I was actually reciting it word for word as it came on the radio. Am I like some sort of oddity, or is that commonplace?
No, it is quite common. People get confused, though, sometimes. They think I'm, you know, they had the little blonde one that was by herself doing the voiceover one, and then the brother and sister, and I was the brother and sister. Sometimes it takes a while to get the pieces put together, but... yeah, people get very excited by those ads.
Do you catch up with Jerome?
I don't. He was actually French. His mum was French. He was a little French kid that lived in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I'm in Sydney. So, yeah, no, we never saw each other again. It's the long lost brother and sister.
There you go. This calls for a reunion of some sort. I'm sure we could track down Jerome somewhere. Jess, what are you up to? You're now 32 years old. Have you remained in the advertising and entertainment industry?
I do a little bits and pieces of acting, and at the moment I'm on the other side of things. I'm in the production world at the moment. I'm directing, and I'm doing a production of Legally Blonde at the Riverside Theatre with Tackerman.
Yeah.
And it's on the 27th, if anyone wants to come see it. It's a great show. It's so much fun.
It certainly is. I actually think I know a couple of people in that show, so there you go. Yes.
Oh, come along.
I'll be there, don't you?
We have a reunion.
How fantastic. Well, lovely to hear from you, Jess. What a blast from the past.
Oh, thanks so much.
No worries. Have a good night and a good Bastille Day. There she is, Jess Falico.
Oh, no.